We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, speaking of people who aren't, who are very coded.
Who aren't able to transition.
Yeah.
So ESPN reporters Don Vannata Jr., Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, they reported on a story of why Bill Belichick wasn't hired in this coaching cycle, including why he did not get the Atlanta Falcons head coaching position. And it dates back to January 15th, where they said 4 days after Robert Kraft bid farewell to Belichick in Foxborough, that Falcons owner Arthur Blank met one-on-one with Belichick on his super yacht. And, you know, that was his first interview since 1998. Of course, that interview was back when he tried to get the then Oakland Raiders job. He's been with the Patriots forever. Is Mike okay?
Mike needs to go dig another hole because he's cramping up over here.
Okay. I need to get some of that LMNT.
All right. You need to.
I got some in my bag. You really
you
need
know
some?
What?
I'm cramping. That's all right.
I do have a pack in my bag.
All right. We'll get up. Anyhow.
I'm done
continue.
With y'all. I'm done.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He was on his yacht, and he met for I think, 4 hours. And then they had another meeting where he met with Fontenot, McKay, Greg Beatles. And, you know, as what would be described as Falcons brass, some would say that meeting was just a little bit of a courtesy meeting. I don't believe it was. I believe that Arthur Blank liked a lot of things about what bringing in a Bill Belichick would bring. And I think most notably he saw wins. But I think the sacrifice was great. And, you know, Belichick had put out there, look, I don't need to come in and run the show. I can work. But then he made comments like, well, this roster is very, you know, I have concerns and I would need to bring in my own people to turn
and
it around
quickly.
That's
according to the article.
Yeah. And those are sources close to Belichick. So I think there's a lot of coded, there's a lot of coded things in this article. But in the end of the day, bringing what most management, administrators, I guess you could say, in the NFL, owners and high-ranking presidents of clubs looked at when they brought in Belichick was, what is the length of he's going to be here? Because most saw it as a short-term fix. That meant you had to basically rip up your foundation of your organization and put in his people to run it. And then it would only be something that maybe would last 15 victories because they saw that record as something that was really, he's made comments that said, I don't want to coach past 70. Here he is at 73. Why is he still doing this? What else does he have to prove? The only thing is that wins record.
Well, I think there's a lot of caveats to the situation. Let me just put it that way. And look, I think the most eye-opening thing to me was when they finally do an article, talk about the three finalists and who got the most votes inside of this meeting for the Atlanta Falcons. He was not one of those. It's not like he just barely missed it and Raheem just, you know, blew the doors off on the final meeting. It was, you know, McDaniel and Slowick at 2 and 3. And then
McDonald,
that just tells you
–
McDonald, yeah, I'm sorry. It just goes to tell you, you know, what they thought of him. And I just think – and I thought y'all brought up a great point earlier. The Bill Belichick personality has kind of – It no longer fits. I mean, think about this, guys. When he took the Patriots job, think of all the things that did not exist. I mean, he might even predate Google. I mean, like we're talking about Google and things. He might even predate Google. I don't know, 98, something like that. No Facebook, no Twitter, no iPhones, no all the things. The way coaches have to approach things nowadays is not even a 180. It's like a 360 compared to what it was back in 1998.
Well,
you can't do the same
things. Some people lean in, and we see it in the college ranks with a lot of people just leaning in and in terms of using the social media, doing all these interviews and whatnot. And some people, you know, choose not to lean in that way.
Yeah,
but that's the way that it is.
Relationships, Tiff, have become a much, much bigger deal from a head coach to a player.
Well,
it's not just a business relationship anymore.
You got to motivate young guys. They gotta believe in you. If you're gonna lead people, they have to believe in you. And yeah, well, you know, what did you do here? This sucks. You can't do this. That doesn't motivate anybody.
I think with the way
things are going, and you could talk about NIL too, with these players coming out of schools, getting all these deals. I think players, and I'm not saying this is wrong, feel much more empowered than they ever have before.
100%.
And so that is what maybe might cause some sort of friction or might cause some organizations to feel like, hey, I don't know if he's going to be able to deal with this new wave that is coming in.
I mean,
I feel like these kids are more empowered than guys that I feel like are already in the league right now.
Great example of this is, did you guys see the Lane Kiffin video of, you know,
yes,
of the sorority girls playing with his dog? And he's like,
oh,
you know,
no, not that
he
one.
Put that out on Portal Day. He's like, you know, it's fun in the sip. You know what I mean? I'm like, this guy is just leaning into this thing. He's like, man, it's a good time here.
Well, and
I thought it was him driving around the players.
No, but I mean, that too. It's just like to your point, he's leaning into it.
Yeah,
and where 20 years ago, a guy like Lane Kiffin, it just didn't land. He was so arrogant and young and doing all these things. And now he has found a fit and he's found an era in college football that works for him, where Twitter is a tool, where he can build relationships, where he can completely change his team from year to year, which you were not able to do in the past.
I thought you brought it up the Titans source that in the article that said, look, it's arrogance that is the reason why it's not working anymore. And they brought up the Mac Jones thing, which is something we've talked about in great length. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowl quarterback his rookie year. I think people forget that. And then McDaniels leaves, and it's Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, who are not offensive coaches. Then they're not coaching on the offensive side like Raheem did, where he's coaching receivers. They're calling plays. They're the co-offensive coordinators. They ran that poor kid's confidence and his career into the ground, and one person is responsible for that.
I've told you before. I knew Joe Judge from college. Joe Judge was on staff at Alabama when I was there. And he was not the quarterback's coach the way he was for Mac Jones. He was not an offensive coach. He was what we would have called back then, I guess, a special teams analyst and coached the kickers. And so when you fast forward 12, 13 years.
He did nothing then.
And I liked Joe. Joe's a great dude, man. Like, great dude. But then you fast forward 12 years and you're telling me he's in charge of Mac Jones' throwing mechanics in his career. I do have a problem with that. And I think there is some arrogance that's attached to it. Joe Judge, like I said, it was about, Lee Tiffin was our kicker at the time. It was about Lee Tiffin's follow through and his plant foot, 15 years ago. And now all of a sudden it was, hey, Mac Jones's follow through to be able to, get New England's offense to the next level. I couldn't buy it.
I mean, I go watch that game in Europe they played last year. I think it was in Germany. And the way he was throwing the ball looked like a guy that, I mean, I talked to some guys that played in the league that played that position. I said, what do you see with that? A guy that's playing without confidence, has no confidence in his throws.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.